Welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 8:49. Living in lockdown, Galway Youth Theatre has written a play about it. They're practicing on Zoom, and while COVID has kept it out of the theatre, they're hoping they'll eventually get to tread the boards. Cian McCormick has been listening into their rehearsals and talking to the young artists.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you today?
I'm not bad, thanks.
Andrew Flynn is directing Walls, a collection of five short plays he commissioned for Galway Youth Theatre.
Welcome back to Zoomland. No in-person rehearsals for the next few weeks, but there you go.
As you can hear, rehearsals are happening on Zoom.
What I'd love to start with, Caoimhe, is Tammy's big speech.
These plays tease out personal experiences during the pandemic. Andrew Flynn.
There's nobody that hasn't been affected by this pandemic. You know, young people maybe more so than anybody, because that stage of your life is a time when you should be free, a time when you should be able to hang out, and people are forced to, I guess, stay in their bedrooms, which is where the title came from, Walls.
Jarlath Tivnan penned Walls from conversations and research he did with young people.
There was none of them, you know, overly anxious. They all seemed very resilient. Missing friends was a big thing.
I walked back towards the laptop. I stood directly behind Mam. The camera was set up at the very back of the church where the choir usually sings.
Many subjects, including watching funerals remotely through screens, which you can hear being practiced here by 16-year-old Aveen Maguire.
The church was empty, save for the priest and Dana's family, all squashed into the front pew. Five sets of sloped shoulders.
To productivity while working from home are covered in walls.
I was so nervous about returning to work and being surrounded by idiots spouting about how productive they'd been, how much they'd achieved.
Here, 16-year-old Caoimhe Glyn Manley plays the character Tammy.
I've been feeling like the only unmotivated loser walking this planet, the only person who found this whole thing a struggle, who didn't produce anything worthy, who ticked nothing off the bucket list.
Caoimhe was also one of the young people who fed into Jarlath Tivnan's research for this play.
Lockdown was a different thing to experience, you know, being removed from, or feeling like you're removed from the rest of civilization.
She says Walls gives an insight into how she and her peers are facing lockdown.
I hope that it portrays us in a light that's, you know, different to what the media might, especially, you know, given the light of university celebrations and stuff like that. It's shown us to be perhaps more human than I think, you know, people might have conceived us to be before. I think at the end of the day, we're all just trying to get along with the situation the best way we can. And hopefully this is what Andrew has and Jarlath has achieved through Walls.
And on that reflection, director Andrew Flynn is hopeful that Walls will eventually get to the stage when restrictions ease.
We should have been staging this at Galway Town Hall. Obviously, that's been shelved. The young people feel it's important that they get to perform this live to an audience. So we're going to keep working by Zoom. And when we go back to a level two scenario, we're ready to go to the town hall and do this. Ain't no need to go outside.
Roll on level two. Andrew Flynn, Artistic Director with Galway Youth Theatre, ending that report by Cian McCormack. And if you want more information about the production of Walls, well, you can head to the galwayyouththeatre.com website. It's all there.